Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just achieved a remarkable milestone in its renewable energy journey, crossing 210 gigawatts of installed renewable energy capacity, placing it fourth globally, and this is just the beginning of its ambitious plan to reach 500 gigawatts of non-fossil energy by 2030. First, let's understand the significance of this achievement. India's energy sector is undergoing one of the world's fastest clean energy transitions, and this transformation began systematically with the Jawaharlal Nehru National Solar Mission, launched in January 2010, which set a 20-gigawatt solar target by 2022, a target that was later revised massively upward. What makes this significant is that India has demonstrated a remarkable acceleration in its solar capacity, from 2.6 gigawatts in 2014 to crossing 100 gigawatts of solar capacity in November 2024, becoming only the fourth country to do so, after China, the United States, and Germany. Building on this, India has submitted its updated nationally determined contribution to the UNFCCC in August 2022, committing to several ambitious targets, including 500 gigawatts of installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources by 2030, 50% of energy from renewable sources by 2030, and a 45% reduction in the emissions intensity of GDP from 2005 levels by 2030. Crucially, India has also pledged to create an additional carbon sink of 2.5 to 3 billion tons of CO2 equivalent through forests and tree cover by 2030, and has committed to net zero emissions by 2070, a target that was announced at COP26 in Glasgow in October to November 2021. Now, let's look at the key solar missions and schemes that are driving this renewable energy revolution. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, launched in February 2024, provides solar rooftop systems to 1 crore households with up to 300 units of free electricity per month and a central subsidy of 78,000 rupees for a 3 kilowatt system and 90,000 rupees for systems above 3 kilowatts. The target is to achieve 40 gigawatts of rooftop solar capacity, and the nodal ministry for this scheme is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. Remember this number, 40 gigawatts, this is a key target for India's rooftop solar capacity. And here is something that surprises many students: India's National Solar Mission, also known as the PM Kusum scheme, aims to provide solar pumps to farmers and has a target of 25 lakh solar pumps. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy is the nodal ministry for this scheme. What makes this significant is that India has already made significant progress in its solar parks with the Ultra Mega Solar Parks program, which includes the Pavagra Solar Park in Karnataka, the Rewa Solar Park in Madhya Pradesh, and the Bhadla Solar Park in Rajasthan, which is one of Asia's largest. Now, let us turn to the challenges that India faces in achieving its 500 gigawatt target. The 500 gigawatt target requires adding approximately 50 gigawatts of renewable capacity per year from 2026 onwards, a pace that India has not yet consistently demonstrated, although 2024 was a record year. Land and grid infrastructure are critical bottlenecks, with large-scale solar requiring approximately 5 to 6 acres per megawatt, and the 500 gigawatt target implying approximately 2.5 to 3 million acres of land for solar alone. The government has extended a waiver of interstate transmission system charges for new renewable energy projects, removing a significant cost barrier for developers and enabling them to sell power across state boundaries without transmission charges. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that India's 500 gigawatt ambition faces a fundamental physics constraint: renewable energy is intermittent. Solar produces only during daylight hours, and wind generation is variable. Without large-scale energy storage, The grid cannot absorb high renewable energy penetration without stability risks. India's battery storage targets are ambitious, with the National Energy Storage Mission naming for 50 gigawatt-hours of storage by 2027 and 380 gigawatt-hours by 2030. The government has also approved viability gap funding of 9,400 crore rupees for 4,000 megawatt-hours of battery storage. Now, let us look at the future frontier of India's renewable energy journey, green hydrogen. The National Green Hydrogen Mission, launched in January 2023, has a target of 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen production per year by 2030 and 125 gigawatts of dedicated renewable energy for green hydrogen by 2030. The nodal ministry for this mission is the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. What makes this significant is that green hydrogen is needed to decarbonize hard-to-abate sectors such as fertilizers, steel, refining, shipping, and heavy transport. Now, let us turn to India's renewable energy ecosystem. The production-linked incentive scheme for high-efficiency solar PV modules has an allocation of 24,000 crore rupees and a target of 65 gigawatts of domestic solar manufacturing capacity. This scheme aims to reduce India's dependence on Chinese solar cells and panels, which currently account for approximately 70% of India's imports. The revamped distribution sector scheme, with an outlay of 3.03 lakh rupees crore, aims to reduce aggregate technical and commercial losses to below 12%, and has a target of 250 million smart meters. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India's installed renewable energy capacity crossed 210 gigawatts in early 2026, placing it fourth globally. The country has set a target of 500 gigawatts of non-fossil energy by 2030 and 50% of energy from renewable sources by 2030. The National Solar Mission was launched in January 2010 and has a revised target of 280 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2030. The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana was launched in February 2024 and has a target of 40 gigawatts of rooftop solar capacity. The National Green Hydrogen Mission was launched in January 2023. And has a target of 5 million metric tons of green hydrogen production per year by 2030. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the mains GS3 paper, and you should note the key targets and achievements, such as the 500 gigawatt target, the 50% renewable energy target, and the net zero emissions target by 2070. You should also be aware of the key schemes and missions, such as the National Solar Mission, the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, and the National Green Hydrogen Mission. In conclusion, India's renewable energy revolution is a significant step towards reducing its dependence on fossil fuels and achieving its climate targets, and the country's ambitious plans to reach 500 gigawatts of non-fossil energy by 2030 will have a major impact on its energy sector and the environment.